This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
I'm here with the co-pilot of my dreams,
aww,
Rossi Ross Matthews.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Fabulous day.
But today, I asked a personal friend if he would extend his extensive knowledge, and he is in the house today. He has the finger on the pulse of fashion. And fun fact, from kindergarten to 12th grade, you know, he didn't miss one day of school.
Of course.
He also doesn't miss a single fashion event, and that's what I'm talking about. There's that school ethic. It's Derek Blasberg!
Hi, Derek! Here.
Now, you are, if you look at every event in fashion, from the CFDA to the Met Gala to, you know, pop culture, whether it's a Paris Hilton wedding or the Innovators Award, which is so important. You're also an award-winning journalist. You write the cover stories for important magazines. You've traveled the world. You're in and fly on the wall, yet reporting about everything. You head up fashion on YouTube.
This is the best introduction
I know,
I've ever
right?
had in my
well,
entire
it's like,
life.
You've been dorking out that you're coming.
If you want to buy in, Derek Blasberg is the man that everyone in this industry trusts. It's business, it's personal, and it's like you can really trust what you are saying. You know, your CV is impeccable. And let's hit the headlines with that. First up, an actual fashion emergency took place on a red carpet because it had to be shut down. Timothée Chalamet is just way too hot. Variety reports that the Milan premiere of Bones and All, Timothée's latest movie, drew such an enormous crowd that police had to shut it down, saying it was a public hazard.
Wow.
People are cray-cray for the Chalamet. Derek, are you cray-cray for the Chalamet?
I am cray-cray for Chalamet, not so much that I would start a stampede in a Milan movie premiere.
What is it about that Timothée Chalamet that we're obsessed with? I mean, I want his jawline. That'd be nice, right? He's so gorgeous.
But as, like, the head of all things fashion, is he the first guy also to come on the scene and create Beatlemania and, like, change the sort of perception of we're always looking at the women on the red carpet? Like, men's fashion has been more consistent, I'll say it to be polite. He is the first person, and it was a man, who came in and went, I'm gonna change all of this.
Well, yeah. I mean, the real crime against fashion here is that since there was no red carpet, we didn't even get to see what he wore to that premiere. Mm-hmm. So, like, we'll never know what sort of daring, gender-bending, provocative, sexy Chalamet ensemble was scheduled for Melania. We'll never know, Drew. This is crimes against fashion.
And it's like he and Harry Styles, I feel like, have changed the conversations about fashion.
Absolutely.
Like, women just ran it for so long, and it's so exciting to see men become the trendsetters.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been so bored by Men's Warehouse on every red carpet, right? Like, a ghetto cute, another black suit. And Harry Styles is the perfect other name I was going to throw out there. Men are doing something exciting with fashion again, and we have missed it. Thank you so much. Remember Elton John used to do that back in the day?
Elton John!
Hello. Bring it back.
Well, I'll join the stampede for Chalamet.
Yeah, good. And we'll be right there with you, front line.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Next up, this is interesting. A new survey from the UK finds young people hate fast fashion, but are having a hard time giving it up. You know what fast fashion is, right? It's the stuff that's cute, costs nothing, and it's not great for the planet.
Yeah.
PhysOrg reports Sheffield Business School surveyed Gen Z students and found that 63% are worried about the social implications of fast fashion, and 47% worry it's unsustainable, and yet 9 out of 10 admit they still buy it at least once a month, all right? So what do we do? Is there any fast fashion that's okay for us to be buying? What's the best option for us?
Well, I think especially if you're a young person, this complex discussion can be super confusing, because if you are a teenager or your early 20s, you still have that rush of buying something new, and you're not going to sacrifice that to, you know, wear something that you've had in your closet for a long time. What's more exciting is that this conversation is even being had.
Yeah.
When I was young, I wanted to wear something that no one had ever had before, never seen before, and I never even had that thought, what's the impact of fashion on the environment?
Mm-mm.
So there's, of course, a lot of brands that are trying now to catch up with this conversation. There are brands like Everlane, a San Francisco-based fashion brand that's focused on radical transparency. But even brands that have been around for longer, Levi's, Adidas. Levi's wants to use completely organic cotton in all of their jeans by 2025. Adidas has pledged to use no virgin plastic, which means no new plastic. They're going to use recycled plastic by 2024. So it's incredible to see a lot of these brands at least making strides to lessen their impact on the environment.
Yeah, that's a legacy, right? Making the world a better place, leaving it more beautiful.
Like, do things we never thought possible.
Totally.
All right, well, finally, this fall, there's one actress fulfilling all of our fashion fantasies. Elite Daily reports that Anne Hathaway has been absolutely nailing it with her timeless throwback looks. First, she showed up at the Michael Kors show looking like her old Devil Wears Prada suit.
Love.
Days, by the way, are those the Chanel boots?
Mm-hmm.
and then she broke out this oversized Christopher John Rogers blazer, who's one of our favorite designers, and then went retro again with this wide leg number from Nili Lotan. Now, you're friends with Anne. Have you gotten any insight into her fashion renaissance? She's looking really great. What is in her water right now? She is crushing it.
I was actually at that Michael Kors show where she re-debuted.
Mm-hmm.
Throwback. Mm-hmm. What are the kids saying?
The Chanel boots.
Yes, exactly.
My favorite line.
Wait, we're also know this. Fun fact.
Yes, tell me.
So, at the screening of The Devil Wears Prada, do you know what designer Anna Wintour wore?
Oh, God. Oh, no. Prada?
She wore Prada.
God bless her. Oh, my God. Thank you for that.
Gorgeous.
I did not know that, but of course she did.
So I think when Annie...
That's such a bold move. I love that.
I see you.
Yeah, I see you.
I think when Annie wore that outfit to the Michael Kors show, she had said that she had planned to wear something else. So she changed at the last minute. And then someone threw her hair in a ponytail, and she sort of acknowledged to herself, oh, I kind of look like that character. I wonder if anyone will notice. Of course, the internet was built to call people out on stuff like that.
Yes.
Everyone noticed, but I thought she looked incredible.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, we're here for it. And Derek Blasberg, I cannot thank you enough. After the break, Jessica Biel is here, and when she was just a wee baby of a day old, she attended her first sporting event. Where did baby Biel go? Derek, will you come back and give us
anytime.
More fashion?
Your family here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank
I'll be
you
mad.
So much. We'll be right back.
You all look so good together.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back. Someone is on their way out who I am just such an uber fan of, girl-wise, mom-wise, just everything-wise. Fun fact, the day after our next guest was born, her parents took her to a dog sled race in Minnesota. Mush, Huskies, mush! I love this. Please welcome Jessica Biel.
Big deal.
I freak out about it all the time.
This is amazing.
All right, so I love mush huskies mush, and you mushed on your first day out in the world. This says a lot about you.
You know, it does, I think. I mean, you can come and visit me in Montana, and you can mush all you want.
I will mush all day long with you.
Come on, let's go.
Everybody, like, loves you and admires you, and you're such a cool person. You also have an amazing work ethic. But then you're, like, also so cool, and you're, like, out with your husband in costumes, and you seem so fun. That's the kind of girl we all love, you know?
Man.
The get her done.
Thank you, guys.
The creativity.
I'm just taking the cup from the bag I have in my room. It says, be silly. That's your advice. I think that's...
I was listening.
You guys were talking. Yes, yes.
I wrote the back of this cup. It's true.
And one of these says, be silly, and then kick some butt. So I'm just taking your advice, trying to take your advice.
And you do both.
You know, it's like you said, it's not easy sort of balancing your whole life, trying to be around your kids and spend time with your partners and friends and time for yourself and then also your career. It's so hard.
How do you do it?
I don't think I've done it well necessarily yet. I feel like I'm constantly being pulled in a million directions. And I think I do that thing where I'm like, it's all great. And inside is like a crazy turmoil of ocean waves crashing and I'm freaking out about trying to figure it all out. So the best advice, one of the best pieces of parenting advice was you cannot do both at the same time. When you're wrestling on the floor, you're wrestling on the floor. Don't answer the phone. Don't look at a work thing. Don't text somebody. Don't do any of it. You are wrestling on the floor. That's what we do in my household.
That's a lot of wrestling. That tracks with your, like...
with the mush-mush.
With your mush-mush, cool gym lifestyle and your sporty ways and...
I had no choice. My parents threw me negative 40 degrees at day one. What was I supposed to do? Adapt.
Yeah, my mom took me to an audition, and that's why I ended up a couch potato, but loves working. I don't know. Like, there was no
physical tracks.
There was no physical game in my family. Like, none.
At all.
It influenced your kids to move their bodies is definitely...
There's nothing but... If you did not move in my family, you did not survive.
See,
like, it just didn't happen. You had to get up, and you had to go. Mush, mush.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I have other skill sets, but I've realized how important it is to keep my kids healthy.
Yes.
Which actually is a good transition. I want to talk about the company you co-founded, Kinder Farms, and our team has actually teamed up with them. So will you please tell us about the company?
Absolutely. So Kinder Farms is a company I co-created with my partner, Jeremy, and it's really all about... effective, real medicine, trusted medicine, with none of the artificial extra crap that doesn't need to be in there. Kinder ingredients, clean ingredients, with affected, with effective, trusted medicine, that's what this company is about. You look on the box and it's gonna say the five ingredients, 5 to 7 ingredients, that's it. And you can pronounce it all, you know, purified water, organic agave syrup, and then the actual effective medicine that's in all the other stuff too. And it's a really simple idea, but I go to the pharmacy aisle, you know, when I went there a few years ago and before this company became into the world, I couldn't read the labels on anything.
Thank you for doing this. It's like we're all gonna benefit. Like I said, you check every box, business, professional, you know, you do it all with like flair and fun. I love learning new facts. So I'm wondering if after the break, we could play a fun game to test my Jessica knowledge. I don't know any of the answers. Could I guess questions to true or false with you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm excited because I hope I don't get it wrong, but I'm also like playing very truthfully. Here's a little teaser. What play was Jessica a part of when she was 9 years old? Cinderella or Annie? We'll come right back with the answer to that. I want to say it's the candy wig that you're wearing as Annie. Yes, that's what I picture.
It kind of crosses over.
Right? I was like, that's...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
To Jessica Biel, who I was just girl talking with in the break. And before the break, we asked Jessica which play she was a part of as a kid, Cinderella or Annie. Jessica, what is the right answer?
Annie.
Oh, I was gonna say, please say Annie.
Annie! This was my dream had come true.
What role were you?
Annie!
Yeah, of course you were Annie. Of course.
And I said you could have worn the wig you wore in Candy.
One of
the best performances of the year and very well accoladed. All right, we're going to keep playing the game. I don't know any of the answers. Ross, take it away. I'm very excited.
Okay, well, here's how the game works.
I really want to get this right.
Yeah, I want you to get it right, too. I'm going to take you through 3 stations, and each station has 2 items. One item tells a true story about Jessica, and the other is fake. Whichever you think is true, you'll say is the real Biel. Got it?
Okay.
And then, Jessica, after Drew guesses, you will reveal which is correct.
Okay.
And if Drew gets any of them wrong, you're gonna have to do this workout challenge from Jessica's Instagram. That's Jessica.
By the way, I can corroborate. This is what they look like in the gym.
It's so
like,
nerdy.
But it's so
cute.
Hot.
Is it? I don't know. I'm like, oh, this is embarrassing stuff.
No, it's cute.
No, you guys are fit and like ready to go.
I know. You know
That's not what any relationship I've ever looked like looks like.
Well, if you get them wrong, I'll do the workout with you, all right?
Okay, perfect.
We'll look like that
all
together.
I'll do it with
You'll
you
do
guys.
It too?
Okay, great. Okay. I'll do it.
All right. So let's get started. First up, which is an item that Jessica loves to collect? Does she collect do not disturb signs from hotels around the country? Or does she collect vintage glasses without the lenses?
I have a very strong sense that it is the do not disturbs.
Okay, let's lock in on do not disturb signs. Jessica, is Drew correct?
Oh, no! Darn it! All
okay. Okay, I took these ones from the thing. All right, next up. Which item did Jessica and her brother try to sell to all the neighborhood kids? Was it rocks covered in glitter that they claimed are from outer space? Or was it spa water, a.k.a. bathtub water, mixed with a variety of shampoos and soaps? Drew, which one is the real deal?
I'm going to go with spa water.
Okay, Jessica, is she correct?
Correct.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, good.
She got one. You were selling spa water to neighbors?
We called it spa water. Uh-huh. It was, I'm in the bathtub with my brother, pouring soap and shampoo and conditioner, and we're scooping it into bottles and going around the neighborhood with a wagon.
At an early age, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
See?
Well, you made some cash.
Entrepreneurial.
All right, last up. Walk down here, if you will. We want to know, Drew, how did Jessica decorate her Christmas tree as a kid? Did she use detached Barbie doll heads? Or did she use creepy sock puppets?
I'm going to go with dolls.
I really hope you're right, because that's so weird. I really hope it's right. Jessica Biel?
Yes!
Yes! I love it!
Twisted.
It out. It's so twisted.
Well, here, I think the thinking, okay. The thinking behind it, when I, look how cool they look with the lights coming through.
I have to tell you.
I just tried it 1 year and I was like, this is the new thing. My mother was like, okay.
I think you're a genius.
You came up with this?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And look how Barbie, she's so thrilled, she's glowing. She's just so happy. But Drew, that we did get one wrong, and you know what that means.
Work out.
Time to hit the floor. How do we do this?
Okay,
show me what to do. I really don't know.
All we have to do is get in a plank.
Okay.
And then we're just gonna go like this with our arms.
Okay.
It's just a core shoulder workout.
We can really do this, okay.
Okay.
Go. We got this.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, left, and then back.
Oh.
Right, left, back, back.
All right, I'm into this.
You can do this.
I can do it.
We're doing it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. It's time for In a Minute. Today we have a little extra news story that we just had to talk about.
We did. This grandma has become our latest obsession. Meet Kumiko Nishimoto, a 94-year-old Japanese photographer going viral for her Photoshop skills.
Kumiko was 72 when she first joined a beginner's photography class. Mm-hmm. So apparently she was a natural, and now she's making people laugh with her edited photos.
These are so funny. She's showing it's never too late to learn a brand new skill and bring a smile to people's faces. We laughed so hard when we saw some of these photos.
With this woman.
And it made me think, like, what would you try if you could try something brand new and just give it a go?
I don't think I would know. I'm not very tech savvy or computer literate, so you just have my heart. Thank you so much for putting this stuff out there into the world. Go to our Instagram and TikTok to learn more about her, and please, would you ever consider collabing? I'd love to see what you do with me and Ross, if, like, you would ever take us on.
Have fun with us. We love you.
Thank you so much, everybody. We make the show for you, so take it with you.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.